This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She lives off-grid. Gwyneth, I just checked again, roughly 10 minutes after the last look at the meters. And so, 2,400 watts at 8:45 this morning, 4,300 watts at 9:30, 4,900 watts at 9:50, and then just at the top of the hour, just a few minutes ago, 5,300 watts. It keeps climbing, and I'm pretty sure we're going to peg out at the maximum our system can handle in terms of the inverter, and that's going to be at 6,800 watts, and I think that's probably going to be around noon. What I'm saying is this is absolutely real in my world, that there is more sun's rays hitting us now than I've ever seen. And during a solar minimum, you're right, there's less solar rays during a solar minimum. So this should not be happening, but it is. And I really believe it's the particulates, the absence of the particulates in the air. And I think this is breaking news, class. I really believe that, because I'm proving it right here. Now, I only have a sample size of one, because that's just here on our farm. I don't have evidence from all over the planet. But right here in Missouri, I'm telling you, this is absolutely positively real. And I'm delighted. The grass is growing like crazy. The animals are happy. Everything's looking good. It really is, in terms of the sun. Gwyneth, any comments before we move on?
Yeah, I would love to hear what Bert Petronas has to say about the grand solar minimum, because I'm not an expert on it. From what I gather, although there's less sunspot activity, that there is more frequencies and other wavelengths. Maybe that makes up for it. So, but I would really love to hear what he has to say. But I think that the decreased part, I do agree with you that I think that decreased particulate levels have a lot to do with the fact that your solar panels are working a lot better. I absolutely agree with that. Because, you know, there's fewer jet aircraft flying around. And it used to be that they used to say, oh, solar panels are going to decrease their efficiency by about 1% per year. That was what they used to say. But I've got solar panels on my roof that would be, about 25 or 30 years old, or pretty close to that. And they seem to be doing just fine. And I've got other panels that I've recycled from various things and bought new panels and then, put the old panels to one side because, they're a bit old. But I thought, oh, well, maybe they'll be useful one day. But the old panels seem to be working just fine anyway. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it really does. And here's another piece of information. I don't know if you can reach up and feel the backside of your solar panels. Ours are like a blue, dark blue color, so they absorb heat. But they don't get really, really hot. But what I've found, and I feel the back of them, and I've made an array so they can be cooled by the air that blows all around them. So this array is open on the back. And I can walk under them. There's a lot of room for air to circulate and cool them off. So when I walk by the back side of them, which is white, I feel them. I put my hand up there and feel how warm they are. And that is an indication of how well they're working. They are warmer than they've ever been. Absolutely no question about it. So I don't have, you know, I don't have the numbers because I feel them with my hand. I know when they're, you know, ambient temperature, and I know when they're way warmer than ambient temperature. And right now, they're way warmer than ambient temperature. So that is consistent, coincides with what I'm saying about the meters. The meters are telling me that there's more solar power generation than ever before. The circuit breakers are telling me that there's more solar power than ever before. And the temperature of the panels is telling me that there's more solar power than ever before. And the way the grass is growing is telling me the same thing. So I have, you know, lots of different ways of looking at this, and they're all saying the same thing. More solar radiation, more photons from the sun, more wavelengths, greater amounts in terms of amplitude of the wavelengths from the sun. So I believe it's absolutely positively real, and I think that we're going to see some effects from this in terms of the way we live. I really believe that. That means to me that if there's more solar radiation, there's more potential for roads buckling, because a lot of roads are made out of black macadam or black tar or black asphalt. I think that's coming. I think we're going to see more of that. I think we're going to see a lot of changes. I'll leave it at that. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, I know that it talks in the Bible that near the time of the apocalypse, that the sun would burn 7 times hotter than it normally would. And that's another thing that we've got to bear in mind, is it could actually be a solar effect. So, you know, some aberration in how the sun is working that we don't really understand yet, you know. This is it. But I am noticing that the sun is warmer than it normally would be at this time of year. That is the main effect that I'm seeing, that there's less rain and that the sun is warmer than it normally would be at this time of year. So, yeah. But I can't track the voltage on my solar system the same way that you can. But what I can see is that the battery is, it has about 27 volts. This is a 28-volt system. It generally has about 27 volts by about 9:30 in the morning. So I guess that's a similar effect to what you're seeing. So, yeah. And I can normally run just about everything by about 9:30 in the morning. And I don't know that I could do that in previous years. You know, this is it. Which even though we can't track the voltage going in, I would say that has a similar effect. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, yeah, it absolutely does, because Mrs. Finelli, we've got a meter in the kitchen, a remote display. And so she looks at it all the time. And what she tries to do is plan the use of appliances based on what the meters say. So she was looking at the laundry, and she was thinking, boy, sure, it'd be nice to do the laundry this morning and have enough electricity to do the laundry, which means the well pump has to kick on. That means that the washing machine has to, you know, fill, and then the motor in the washing machine has to agitate and spin, and et cetera. And she was doing that by 8:30 in the morning. That's never happened before. Oh. We had plenty of electricity to run the well and the washing machine and the lights in the kitchen, et cetera. And plus whatever, Plus having the computers on for the broadcast. You know, multiple computers, mixer, digital connection, internet, network switches, the whole nine yards. It's all running and just fine. All on solar power, powered by 8:30 in the morning. It's unheard of here. Absolutely unheard of. And now we have a surplus of electricity, and the battery is charging, the battery bank's charging like crazy, and more than it can handle, the rest is being sold to the electric co-op, you know, at 2 cents per kilowatt. And we're never going to get rich on that, but, you know, they sell it back to us at 10 cents a kilowatt, plus they have a meter charge of $27 a month. But what happens is we can bank it. We can send it over to them, and if we need it at night, we can take it from them and pay nothing, you know, and for what we sent them. So it's like having an extra battery bank. And that's one of the reasons why we do that. But anyway, I just wanted to share that there's no question in my mind that there's more solar, usable solar arrays than I've ever seen in the last 5 years. It's kind of like what it was like back in the 1950s and the 1960s as I remember it as a child. This is what the sun was like before the governments and corporations started spraying our skies and killing us. And I really like the fact that they're not. And I really like the fact that there are fewer stupid people in the air polluting our skies, boring holes through our atmosphere with airplanes. Because, they need a vacation. Because they just can't take it anymore wherever they live. And they want to go to Mexico or Florida or California or wherever they're going just because they need a few days off. And it makes me crazy thinking about the waste of natural resources because these people want to relieve themselves of feeling trapped because they just can't stand being where they are. If they can't stand being where they are, do something else, like what we do. I haven't been on an airplane in, decades. And I love it, like 3 decades. And I really love it. I don't want to get on an airplane. Gwyneth, what's next?
Okay, I would like to mention something that is going to happen at some stage. Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and company have already announced that they're going to do. And whether it happens this year or next year, we don't know. That they've gotten to the point where they're running annual drills on this scenario, just like they did with the Coco La Loco, whatever you want to call it, in the years leading up to when the world fell apart in 2020. So I am being deliberately careful of what I'm saying here. But for the years leading up to that, they would do annual drills on what they would do if this particular scenario happened. And then last year, just after they did this set of drills, what do you know, it all happened. And they began unfolding their plan just like they'd planned in the few years leading up to this event. Now, this new scenario that they have begun planning for is called the Cyber Polygon. Okay? That's C-Y-B-E-R gap P-O-L-Y-G-O-N. And, you know, this is something where you might have to ask Ron Gibson about this.
All right. Well, hold on. We're going into a break. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's going to be slightly. Turn up. What are today's hot? What? Today I've got your. Take my. When you go to the DC. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
All right. So I just had to, I couldn't not check. And our power generation is even higher. And it's getting close to 5,500 watts. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, this cyber polygon event is something that we really need to pay attention to because they are going to pull it at some stage. And it's scheduled for, the exercise is scheduled for July of this year. It's scheduled for July of every year heading into the future, okay? Until they decide to, stop making it an exercise and start making it something in real life. Just like they did with 9/11. They were doing a big military exercise. Well, what are we going to do if, Islamic terrorists hijack an aircraft and steer it into the World Trade Center? And, oh, what do you know? Then it happens. It's all just coincidence. No, it's not all just coincidence. It's all done on purpose. Just about everything that you see on the media is all planned and has been for decades. Okay? Nothing happens by accident. It's all planned, all done on purpose. But the cyber polygon exercise is basically the scenario that they have is that cyber terrorists or hackers managed to hack into the internet. They managed to bring down the blockchain. They managed to bring down the banking system. And they managed to, you know, basically shut the whole internet down with distributed denial of service attacks. Okay? And this is apparently going to be the end of the world as we know it. So the scenario that they have is through viruses, it's through blockchain attacks, it's through distributed denial of service attacks, and, you know, it's through Trojan horse attacks all at once, and brings down the internet and let's just see what happens. In reality, they are going to be the ones doing it. It's not going to be hackers from Russia or wherever it is that they say the hackers are from. It's going to be them hitting the internet kill switch. But we all need to really seriously consider what's going to happen if the internet goes away. Okay? Do we stop using the internet? Well, no, not at the moment. But we need to have alternative ways of doing things that don't necessarily involve the internet in order to maintain our life. And for me, I've sat and I thought, well, I still invest in cryptocurrency from time to time. And in fact, I bought some Bitcoin today. And, you know, it's my way of saving is to buy Bitcoin and then maybe keep it as Bitcoin, maybe convert it to another cryptocurrency. But it's a way of me putting aside money for into the future. But if the blockchain goes down, I won't be able to access that. And I will just have to basically say, oh, well, there we go, and not get too upset about it. And I'm mentally preparing myself for that now, that the cryptocurrency is not necessarily going to go away. I don't believe that it is going to go away because so much of our world is getting built around it. But the access to it is going to go away, so I have to be able to do things in other ways. And if the cryptocurrency is there, that's very nice. If it's no longer there, then, oh, well, there we go. It was nice while it happened. And that's the attitude that we have, so that we're not utterly devastated when this, when the cyber polygon goes live. Because it's not a matter of if it's going to go live, it's a matter of when it's going to go live. Because it is going to go live at some stage, and that's why they do these scenarios, to prepare themselves so that they are like a finely oiled machine.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
When it all goes down.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately?
If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride. Ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has filed a motion seeking a new trial in the death of George Floyd, arguing that his constitutional right for a fair trial was violated multiple times throughout the proceedings. Defense attorney Eric Nelson took issue with the judge's refusal to grant a change of venue and the decision not to sequester jurors during the trial. There's also an issue where a juror who did not tell the court his support for Black Lives Matter movement. President Biden wants 70% of U.S. adults to have at least one COVID-19 shot by July 4th, a goal he announced Tuesday, along with plans to vaccinate harder-to-reach populations and preparations for vaccinating teenagers. Social media interactions about former President Trump have fallen 91% since January, according to data from NewsWhip. Facebook's 20-person ruling board declined reinstating President Trump to Facebook Wednesday morning. Trump launched his own platform Tuesday, DonaldJTrump.com. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The great state of Texas is wide open without any COVID-19 restrictions, and science is revealing COVID cases continue to fall in the Lone Star State. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Admiral Brett Garrard believes that's an achievable goal. The former HHS Assistant Secretary tells Fox News that current trends show that the country is already seeing the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
70% is not a magic number, but what we're seeing right now in 39 out of 50 states is the R, not to get geeky, but the R is less than one, meaning that cases are continuing to decline, even in places like Texas that are fully open with 100% occupancy, with everybody going around their daily business. So we are really, that light is almost at, you know, we're at the end of the tunnel right now. We're seeing it, and again, very achievable by July 4th to get that that percentage of 70% done.
National Geographic is reporting the 7-day average of new COVID-19 cases in the United States has declined 21% from last week. 11 days after the National Football League draft, the league will release its full regular season schedule for all 32 teams. The 2021 schedule will be released on Wednesday, May 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and you mentioned Bill Gates. I just wanted to tell the class, it's kind of interesting. Bill Gates lives in a home in Washington State. It's pretty large. It's this is all available on the Internet. You can look it up yourself. 66,000 square feet for his home, one of his homes. It's valued at $125 million. It has some features that most people wouldn't even consider having, like this one. It has an indoor/outdoor pool. So part of it's indoors and part of it's outdoors. Who has one of those? Probably nobody else, right? Now, it only has 7 bedrooms, which is way more than most people would even think of. But it has 18 bathrooms. Now, why would it have 18 bathrooms? Well, because he has a dining room that can seat 20 people. Now, that's not so big. I mean, it's big for us, but maybe it's not so big for a $125 million house. But he has a reception hall that can seat 150 people for dinner or 200 people for a cocktail party. That's Bill Gates. So if you're wondering if he's trying to preserve his lifestyle, the answer is it probably is. He probably is. And he has property in a whole bunch of states. For example, Washington, Idaho, California, Arizona, New Mexico. This is just his farmland. Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and North Carolina. So no matter what happens, he can go to the Northwest, he can go to the West, he can go to the Southwest, he can go to the Midwest, he can go to the Central North, he can go to Florida, and go to the Southeast, including North Carolina and Florida. So no matter what happens, he's got a place to go. He owns roughly a quarter of a million acres of farmland. He owns over a quarter of a million acres of land. Bill Gates. So you don't have to feel too sorry for him. And the question is, why is he getting divorced? Why did he announce that? He and Melinda have stated that, and I'm paraphrasing, that they can't seem to grow as a couple anymore. Is that because she can't stand the plan? The depopulation plan, is that what it is? Or did he become someone who's interested in just men? And you can look that up yourself. I'm not going to say that it is or isn't because I don't know. But if you look up Bill Gates homosexual, you can read all about it. Gwyneth?
Yeah, maybe he's using all that farmland as a tax write-off. But what is for sure is that this is going to be the biggest divorce settlement in the history of the world, ever. This is it, you know. Because normally with divorce settlements, and I take it there's not a prenuptial agreement with these two, they thought they were going to be together forever. Normally the estate's split in two, right? That's how it normally happens. Normally, I mean, I've had friends who have gotten divorced and the family home gets sold and, you know, it all gets split in two. So whether it is that he says, okay, I get X, Y, and Z and you get A, B, and C and we just divide it down the middle and we don't sell any of it, we just, you know, we decide what properties we're going to have and we'll see you later. But probably most of his personal effects would be caught up in the divorce settlement, and that doesn't include things like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which would be its own so-called charitable organisation. Although they might want to change the name of it, probably just the Bill Gates Foundation. I don't know. you know, but this is it. I would say that his personal wealth is probably a lot smaller than what a lot of people imagine it might be. That it's probably almost all tied up in trust accounts and holding companies. That's my guess, and so-called charitable organisation. So, yeah, I think that it might be a lot smaller than what a lot of people think it might be. And I think that he's probably got it legally structured that in the event of a divorce, that he probably still somehow ends up with the lion's share of it. And I think that that's why he's employed his lawyers to make sure that happens. Because I don't think that he's a very humane fellow. That's probably a very nice way of putting it. I think he's an evil, nasty piece of work. And he's been like that his whole life. I don't know what he did in his past life, but I think that he's going to have a lot of karma to account for when he meets the Almighty at the end of this one. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, I've got a couple quick comments about that. So what they could do, if they were a normal couple, he could say, I'll tell you what, I'll take the properties in the following states. Washington, Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, California. And sweetheart, you can have Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, North Carolina, Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas. That's what maybe a normal couple would do. But let me read something to you that I found on the internet. Let me just make this a little bit bigger. Okay. In 1970, that's 50 years ago, a 14-year-old boy dialed into a nationwide computer network, uploaded a virus that he had written, and caused the entire network to crash. That boy was Bill Gates. This is all a quote. I haven't said a word other than me saying I haven't said a word. So, quote, in 1970, a 14-year-old boy dialed into a nationwide computer network, uploaded a virus he had written, and caused the entire network to crash. That boy was Bill Gates. 5 years later, he founded Microsoft. A few years later, two young men went around college dorms in California selling boxes of wires that they let students bypass the telephone company restrictions and made long-distance calls for free. End quote. That's the guy everybody looks up to. Now, he went around college dormitories selling boxes of wires. He didn't say, wow, this is really cool. Look what you want to make a free call? Here, we can do that. Okay? I'm talking about blue boxes. This guy sold them. He's the same guy that sold defective software, charged people for it, and then to fix it, he'd buy a new version of it. And that was defective, along with all the other versions of software that he sold. But you couldn't really actually own it. You could just buy the license. Who thinks like that? Who thinks like, I'll tell you what, let's make a thing called software. We'll sell it. It'll have defects in it, and we don't care. We'll sell it anyway, and we'll sell our customers a replacement that will fix some of the problems and create new problems, and we won't tell them that. And then when they learn that, we'll sell them another version and another version and another version, and actually they'll never even own it. They just license it. Who thinks like that? Bill Gates. It makes my blood boil just thinking about it. He has all this farmland. What's he going to do with it? He can't even... If he started today and he wanted to walk each one of those properties that he bought, roughly the quarter of a million acres, he couldn't even walk the properties that he bought in his lifetime, the rest of his life. Impossible. He could hardly visit each one of them once a year. I mean, I'm talking about take his private jet, take off from Washington, land in each one, get out, say, well, that's pretty nice, get back in the jet, take off and go home. He couldn't do that once a year to all the properties. I'm talking about greed that knows no limit. And what are foundations for? Well, those are like personal bank accounts. You do whatever you want. You can pay bribes. You can do whatever you want with a foundation. You can have an Easter egg hunt like the Kennedy family used to do, or other government notables would do. And they'd have an Easter egg hunt or some event once a year for the handicapped or the children. And they said, well, shoot, we better paint the whole place up. Let's paint the barns. Let's fix up the buildings. Let's paint them all. Let's put a new driveway in. Let's put a new lawn in. Let's spend, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars in fixing it up for the children so they can have a nice Easter egg hunt in the lawn. And the government says, oh, that makes sense. That's a good tax deduction. I know it's all for the children, and that's why you had this little Easter egg hunt. And those tax deductions, well, that makes sense. That's how these other people live. And who pays for it? You do. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, this is it. But the thing is, you know, we can all take these tax deductions too. They're doing it. You know, we can have farms. We can spend the money that we would be spending on taxes on developing our farms. And if we feel like that we're not going to earn enough money off our farm to pay any taxes, then it can be a hobby. And I don't know how it is in America, but you're allowed to, here in Australia, have $5,000 worth of income off of your hobby, and it's not taxable income. So that's pretty handy. And if you pump it all back into your hobby, then it's not income at all. So if you earn money, you know, from selling watsits off your farm, whatever it is that you produce, and then you immediately take that money and put it back into buying fencing wire and electric fences and pumps and new livestock and such like, then you can make your hobby fund itself. We have to begin thinking a little bit like this. We have to begin to get a bit cleverer, because we've all been a bunch of mugs. They're not going to get rid of these laws, okay? But one thing, getting back to the cyber pandemic, one thing that they might actually do, you said the other day, you were quoting a USA Prepares instructor who said it might not be a good idea to put your cannon through the floor of your own ship. Well, that was my quote, and I own it. I think it's a good one. And we have to think like that by ourselves. We have to think, are we going to do things to sabotage ourselves, or are we going to do things to help ourselves? This is it. And I would like to just close by, you know, talking just a little bit more about the cyber pandemic when we get back from the break, if that's okay with you, Vincent. I think this is the last segment coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, last segment coming up. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
A couple of very quick comments in the last segment. I just read the meter, 6,400 watts at 1050. Absolutely unbelievable. That would be a dream that someone who has a solar system would be able to generate, 6,400 watts with the system that we have. Unbelievable. And I wanted to mention, you know, we're talking about this quote from this article on the Internet about Bill Gates writing a virus, uploading it, and taking down a nationwide network. Now, if that happened today, not in 1970, but if it happened today, what would that person be called? Would they have a term for someone who could upload a virus and take down a nationwide network? Is there a term for someone like that? Would that be a terrorist?
Yeah.
Is that
cyber-terrorist.
What they would call someone like that? I'm sorry, what was that?
Cyber-terrorist. Cyber-terrorist is what they would call them.
Yeah.
And that's what Bill Gates has been all through his life. You know, and we need to think what is, this is what they're talking about with this cyber polygon event. And everybody needs to think of what their life would be like if the internet went away and begin to make contingency plans themselves for what they personally are going to do if they can't use if nobody can use the internet anymore, because then the supply chain goes away. It's not just your personal internet connection. It's the supply chain. It's the banking industry. It's the blockchain. It's, you know, the supermarket is not going to be able to order stock. All of that is done online these days, you know. Electricity generation, utilities are all operated online. None of them are operated the old-fashioned way anymore. And if they have one of these sorts of DDoS or virus or Trojan horse attacks, on critical infrastructure, like water supplies, like sewage treatment, like electrical supplies, like gas distribution, either gasoline distribution or propane distribution, or both, you've got to think of the consequences of what that's going to mean for you. And if you're a farmer and your equipment operates using a GPS, you're not going to be able to drive that tractor if the internet goes down. If that's how I understand it. If it brings the satellite systems down, then, you know, people are not going to be able to use, maybe, I don't know how GPS quite operates, but they may not be able to operate their GPS systems anymore. You know, so this is what you've got to realize. You've got to structure your life to where if you have the internet, if the internet globally is still up, it's all well and good and it's fine. But if it goes away, that you're not going to starve, that you still have drinking water, that you still have some electricity, maybe not 24 hours a day. I haven't had 24-hour-a-day electricity for at least 8 years. You know, it's been years. It's been almost, you know, that long since I've had 20. But to have some electricity each day is good enough. You'll be able to find workarounds and ways of doing things even if you have some electricity each day. But things like, what are you going to do for your sewage treatment? What are you going to do for your transport? How are you going to manage psychologically without the internet? If you're somebody who's so addicted to your phone that you have, you know, thumb muscles that are just bulging because of your texting, or that you're getting RSI in your thumbs to, you know, that you've been texting so much, that's a problem and you need to fix it. But you need to arrange it so that even if the whole world, you need to arrange your own estate so that if the whole world goes away, then you're not going to starve, that your family is still going to be fed and looked after, and your kids are not going to be going crazy on you. Does that make sense, Vincent? Are you there? Hello? Hello there, Vincent. Are you there? I don't know what's happened to Vincent. I don't know if I'm even online anymore. So I'm just going to keep talking. We all need to consider these things. Okay? This is the end of the broadcast. So I really pray to God that you'd consider all these things, to take them seriously and begin to plan accordingly. God bless, and I'll see you all later.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.